Thank you, John. And I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on board tonight. I've talked to a good many people, and one of the things that I've learned is that people are having difficulty articulating what was done or accomplished through this most recent election. And my personality is such that I not only need to know going in what I'm supposed to pray over, but it's very, very important to me that when I finish praying, I know what God is going to, what He's going to accomplish through my prayer. I feel like I haven't prayed through sufficiently until our hearts are beating in tandem over the thing that is most concerning to His heart. Now, I don't know if you folks are like that or if that's just the way I am, but the reason I like to share with people, when I learn and I understand what God has been able to accomplish because of my obedience, if I'm working with a group of people, as we do in the gatherings and in the weekly prayer calls, knowing what we are to expect from the hand of our Lord is what keeps my faith bouncing, you might say, to the next stopover where we can expect an answer to prayer. I don't know if that's how you feel. If it is, just take your phone off mute for a moment and say, yes, that's how you are.
Amen, yes.
Amen.
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 So I'm not hearing a lot of people online tonight. I just hope that that what we're able to accomplish, I want to give you the freedom to be able to share some of these accomplishments with your friends and family and write them down so that you can continue praying over the things that still need a little bit of guidance and prayer, as well as, you know, giving the prayer points to others. Just be careful who you speak to. The Lord told us in the very earliest days, in fact, King, you may even remember this, in the very earliest days of us doing the gathering, the Lord spoke to a Canadian couple who used to work with us in the gatherings. He also spoke to Sally, Danny's wife, who used to work with us in the gatherings. And both of them, although their visions were entirely different, they said the same thing, and that is that we must continue in the work of the gatherings with our heads bowed low. We must keep our voices silent and stay hidden. Now that we're here 17 years later and we see what the Lord is doing, we can really understand why He gave us these directives. There have been times when people who are with the Illuminati have come into our prayer meetings, and I've tried to be real careful to lead us in the kind of praying we need to do without giving away our secret. And believe me, you've got to be led by the Holy Spirit to do that. It's not easy. we just have to be extremely careful and keep ourselves hidden. Because if you're not, you can go up north on a hunting expedition and never come home. They want to get rid of those that want to get rid of their plants. And so as I read to you tonight, and I think what we decided to do is share with you half tonight, and then the other half we'll share at the gathering in December. And what are the dates for the gathering?
8th, 9th, and 10th of December.
The 8th, 9th, and 10th of December. And that's not Thursday morning, it's just Thursday night, is that correct? Or
Thursday evening, right.
Okay, so Thursday evening, Friday morning and evening, and Saturday morning and evening. And at some point, we'll share the other half, whatever we're not able to share with you tonight. But I have to tell you, I am so excited. Ricky and I, when we pray long and hard and fast, and God answers our prayers as dynamically as he has answered through this election, she and I are just like two kids getting up in the morning to Christmas. I mean, we can hardly contain ourselves for the joy and the excitement that we feel over the goodness of God. I don't know if you're like that or not. Some people are like John. You know, I said to John, well, aren't you excited? And he went, And it wasn't like he didn't care. It's just that's the way he looks at answered prayer.
Yay!
Oh, what?
Yay!
Yeah, like that. That's what we need you to do. But anyway, but I don't blame you if you're like Ricky and me, and you just feel like going ballistic when you hear some of the things that he did. And because I'm kind of taking a bet, I hate to use that terminology, that you are more like Ricky and me, and that when you can hear what God has done because we have prayed in obedience, it's going to be enough to put gas in your tank for the next couple of weeks. I know for me, I'm still praising him. And when was the election?
On the 8th, November 8th.
So the election was on the 8th, on Tuesday, and I'm still going crazy over what he's done. So if that happens with you, just know that you're standing on our side of the ring. I'm going to read some of this and then expound on it just a tiny bit. And then when I've read all that I feel that I should read at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Ricky because he's given her a very exciting word for this year. Okay, we spent 17 years fighting for the freedom of our nation. And this one reality is so real to me, because it hasn't been like, you know, two puppies fighting in the sand bed. We've been fighting the forces of hell. 17 years seeking God for revelation on issues that lay heavy on his heart. Researching unbelievable atrocities, then repenting and weeping and travailing, or that we might stave off all judgment. And to see our nation enter into revolution and fulfill her purpose as a nation. Some of the fruit we are just now seeing realized. Ricky, I'm going to let Ely try to read some of this, and then I'll let you read. So she's going to start on the second paragraph.
It's exciting what God has done. And so maybe when you get to the bullet points, you'll be able to read it, Mom.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
I'll share just a few of the items with you now, and the rest will be delivered during the Seattle Gathering of the Eagles in December. On November 8th, we saw a huge victory stemming from countless hours of intercession as Donald J. Trump was elected the 45th President of the United States of America. President Trump bears the mantle and commission of Cyrus and King David. He carries the same mantle of revolution that Martin Luther from the 1600s, as well as Martin Luther King Jr. carried. He also wears the political mantle that George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and JFK wore. As Trump revealed the following policy goals, he demonstrated the practical application of these mantles to the American people.
Okay, stop for just a second. I just wanted to stop for a moment here and tell you that several years ago, I was in St. Louis, and I was doing a set of meetings for a local pastor, when all of a sudden, I could feel revolution all around me, and it was full of excitement. It was full of, you know, now happening kind of energies in the air, and like nothing could stop it. It's been released, and it was going to do its full purpose. So when the Lord began to share that this Cyrus was going to be wearing the mantle and carrying the same spirit of revolution that was on Martin Luther King, King David, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and JFK, you can imagine how excited I was. I just couldn't sit down. I just kept pacing, walking back and forth, thanking him that he was going to do that for our nation once again. And then he said to me a most remarkable thing. He said, you know, the revolution that was released through President George Washington was actually picked up and won through 5% of the population of America at that time. I said, 5%? Only 5% of Americans won that victory? He said 5%. So don't ever start looking at numbers. Just get as many out as you can to help win this battle and let me do the rest. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
As Trump revealed the following policy goals, he demonstrated the practical application of these mantles to the American people. First of all, repeal Obamacare. Yay! Second, to increase jobs in America, and we're all happy about that. Decrease excess spending as a celebrated cost cutter, Trump knows all too well how to achieve this. Protect Americans' constitutional rights. And this he does with a passion. End the war on coal. Remove Common Core and fix our educational system. Well, I could spend, I wish we had Janelle doing some speaking in this next GOE. She has a teaching on education, where it's been, and where it is now, that it will scare the socks right off of you to see how much they have changed the education of former years. But it's fixable, and I believe this man, Trump, will do all he can to make sure it gets fixed. Protect Americans' constitutional rights. End the war on coal. Remove Common Core and fix our educational system. Restore our military. Dismantle Dodd-Frank, the Dodd-Frank Act, and replace with Glass-Steagall, and we all know that needs to be done. Building the wall to protect our borders. Implement term limits on Congress. Implement a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of foreign governments. Implement a ban on foreign lobbyists raising funds for American elections. This is the beginning of the revolution. I want to say to you that some 16 agencies have talked to Steve Pachenik and have instructed him and stand in agreement with him on this concept of what they call a quiet coup, or they have three or four different names labeling the same thing, but a coup that is not bringing out the guns and the rifles and that kind of thing. You're just doing it through the internet. And many great and wonderful things are happening through this coup. Well, Pachenik has worked with agencies and the government. I don't know. I think if I recall him saying six different governments who have done the same sort of thing, working with or in the context of a
soft coup.
Soft coup. Yes, thank you, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
That he has worked with governments and agencies promoting and provoking soft coups, removing those that have given themselves over to evil, and putting in their place people who really want to heal the nation. So here we are, America. We never thought it would happen to America, right? We not only got ourselves a new president, but we also got ourselves a soft coup where these agencies are working together to bring about the healing of this nation. Can I hear everyone?
Amen. Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Trump faced many obstacles on his path to the presidency. Among them, the media. We all know what the media offered. Soros and election tampering. Now, including Kissinger, who's wanting to get himself involved, Obama's agenda, Hillary's agenda, the elite agenda, all of these things working against, can you imagine one man having to stay off the wickedness of all these different agencies just to give freedom? America a chance to breathe again.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at our victories. Trump elected as President of the United States. Well, victory number one. Hillary's personal and professional corruption was exposed along with her treasonous plans for America. And I want to ask you, really and truly, I know some of the networks that fully believe in the soft coup, fully believe in getting rid of Hillary as far away as you can get rid of her. We're Christians. We don't talk that way. We don't act that way. Even though she has done evil and she has done terrible evil to this nation, I want to ask you to act like Christians. When you hear her name mentioned, just don't go along for the ride. Just pray for her. Pray that God, I hate to say this to you because for any Christian to hear this is so hard. But the truth is, Hillary has literally lost her soul. She played the game so fast and so fair. I don't care what she says in the coming days. But the Lord himself showed me in a terrible, terrible, nightmarish vision that he called to her one time too many, and she refused to answer the call to righteousness. And that she has lost her soul as a result. Yes, she does more than tinker with Luciferianism. She does everything that, you know, anybody else does that goes to hell. But, it's not our place to mock her in her foolishness. Let's remember that they do have a daughter, they have grandchildren, and we don't want that garbage to take over the family line. So please pray for those who should have prayed for themselves. Do you agree with me?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, so let's look at our victories, I said. Trump elected as President of the United States. I don't know about you, but every time I hear that, my tummy just gets all discombobulated. I mean, I just get so excited. Like everything wants to start jumping off the walls. I'm so excited over the fact that our new president is Mr. Trump. Some get really upset, get really frustrated because he's not a perfect Christian. Well, I don't think you or I were either when we'd only been saved less than 6 months. He is a brand new Christian. But one of the visions that God gave me about this, Trump was the size of a kitten, but his ears, a tiger kitten. And I don't know what that has to do with anything, but nevertheless, a tiger kitten. But his ears were the size of a full-grown cat. And I kind of chuckled when I saw the vision, and I said, Lord, what are you saying? And he said, I'm giving him the capacity to hear like an adult cat. He will hear and he will do whatever he hears me say to do. And I will give him the discernment on which to go, to the right or to the left, as though he were an adult cat. So pray for him. Pray for his hearing and pray for his courage and pray for his grace. Amen.
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 Amen. Hillary's personal and professional corruption was exposed along with her treasonous plans for America. Boy, it's so hard to believe that Hillary, whom we've seen on the network, I mean, as much as any president for the last 30 years, is a Luciferianism. And there just isn't anything she won't do. We really need to pray that God will move her aside so that she can quit causing trouble for the church. But please speak only of her in the ways that God would speak of her. No World War III in Syria. The Lord showed me a vision of an army ship. It was from, I can't tell you exactly what era it was from, but it was from a different era. And it was quickly wrapped in like a laurel wreath, and which completed in the form of a heart. And the Lord said, no World War III at this time. There will be a World War III because the Bible tells us that there will be. But it will not happen at this time. And I believe it's going to be years before we see it happen. Unless
Amen.
We get really, really stupid and start taking advantage of the goodness of God. Then Putin's top aide confirmed it publicly. Isn't that cute? God said it, and then Putin's top aide confirmed it publicly. Carbon tax, you might notice that it failed. TPP
Praise Jesus.
Is dead. Human trafficking busts are occurring at a remarkable pace at this time. Abortion clinics are closing at a record pace. The election cycle ended with negating two powerful political dynasties, one permanent and the other at least temporarily. I want to tell you that years ago, I would say the early 1900s, it was the first time Clinton was in office. I was going from one room to another when suddenly I was stopped by a vision. I found myself literally climbing the stairs to the Capitol. And it was because of the ascent that I realized I was in a vision. And as I reached them in the vision, I said to all four of them, the Clintons and the Bushes and the Gores. They were standing in front of me, and I looked at them, and I said to them, as of this day, you are under judgment. Everything you put your hands to, God is going to bring to naught. As you try to put it back together, he'll tear it up again. You are under judgment, and the time will come, you will never see this office again. And so, that's where we are. The Lord does not want them in office because they'll destroy anything they touch. But I'm going to be very surprised. Just think about this, please. And please pray about it before you say no. I'm going to be very surprised if Trump does not distance himself from Hillary's persecution. And the reason I say that is because, you know, when O.J. Simpson, you know, was put on trial for killing his wife, it never concluded the way, you know, as a human being on planet Earth, we expected it to. And I asked the Lord, I said, why did you not find him guilty in, why didn't you find him guilty in the criminal court when you know that he's guilty? My son-in-law told me what the police force looked at, that tell them right away that he was the guilty one. And I won't go into detail about that because it would take too long. And the Lord told me, he said, if I allow him to be found guilty in the criminal courts, he said, America will be torn apart with civil war. But if I allow him to be found, and you know, in something less, and I deal with O.J. Simpson myself, I will take care of him, and we will have no war. And I really believe that the same thing is going to happen with Hillary. I feel like if Trump goes in that direction, I feel like he's making a mistake. He needs to stand back. He needs to let the judges that handle that kind of thing take over. And if they decide that Hillary is not guilty, don't get upset. Don't feel like Trump has failed you. Rather, assume that God is trying to put off reasons for civil war. And God himself will deal with the Clintons. We just need to trust that, and we need to pray for that and let him take care of it. Do you all understand?
Yes. Amen. Amen. They've already reported that he is stepping back away from that, Nita.
I think that is wisdom. Wisdom beyond what we can possibly know at this point. So support him in it and don't get offended with him over it. God is giving him wisdom that is superior to anything he's ever walked in before, and we want to encourage him in that and not discourage him. Amen.
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 Okay, TPP dead. Human trafficking bust are occurring at remarkable pace. Abortion clinics are closing and at record pace. This election cycle ended with negating two powerful political dynasties. So that would represent the Bush dynasty and the Clinton dynasty. God wants to bring the Clinton dynasty down completely in such a way it can never be set up again. That is his goal. If we support Trump, that's what will happen. If we start pushing his buttons, he may move to being more concerned that he's pleasing you than he's pleasing the Lord. So please pray for him. Please rest that he's trying to hear the Lord and he's trying to do what he must do for God to bring about what I just read to you. So does that cover the two political dynasties, Clinton and Bush? Okay. The Lord showed me I was walking down a highway. I don't want to say a highway, but a road, multi-lane road, and someone who was with me said, "You see those buildings right there?" And they pointed to our right. And they were huge buildings. I said, "I see." And he said, "These are the homes of the Bushes." And I'm thinking, whoa, my goodness. He said, God is going to ruin the Bush dynasty. He is going to bring it down in its totality. The Clinton Association, DNC, is going to be ruined completely. I saw some probably 15 years ago. I saw the Clintons and someone with a flick of a finger knock the Clintons down, and like dominoes, everyone behind them that was involved in corruption fell in domino form, never to be picked up again. This is really a time for cleaning house. I can hear how excited you are. That's why I hate not being able to hear your voices.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Freedom for the nation.
Okay. Let's look at our future. The media is calling Trump's win the second American Revolution. What does this look like? Practically speaking, we've seen the spirit of revolution released in many areas among them. Native Americans publicly forgive the Europeans for the atrocities committed against them in the earliest years of settlement. Now, when was the last time we had something like that happen during an election? Never.
Yeah.
First time.
This is a God blessing to show you what he's getting ready to do. He's getting ready to elevate these people into greatness. It starts with the deep, small things and continues to grow until they're ready for God's purpose in this life. They also forgive the U.S. for the broken treaties between the government and the Native American tribes. NSA whistleblower reveals that the DNC hack was not done by Russia, but by U.S. intelligence. The hacker was motivated by his concern over Clinton's disregard of national security secrets when she used her personal email and consistently lied about it. Yeah. ISIS and the Sharia law that they operate under will be brought down for the first time since its inception. ISIS hold in Mosul is shrinking.
Thank you, Lord.
The DNC now demonstrated demoralized, disseminated, and in disarray. Democrats marginalizing minorities to their detriment. However, it has become apparent that during the election process that singled them out as objects of personal failure, making promises they do not intend to keep, this left our minorities wounded, and they do need our prayers. Steve Penichek talks, media communication, the peaceful coup in government. 16 agencies are working with Steve Penichek in a coup to stop the elite regime. Iceland completes her transition from the EU to a sovereign nation. This will be the image that covers many other nations as they follow suit. England's Prime Minister James Cameron resigns, and Brexit dominoes affect it, reclaiming national sovereignty and righting of the NWO. Elite delivered a mortal blow. Lindsay Williams, the elite, have been left scrambling. Issue emergency meeting post Trump win. Soros gathers with their elite in 3 days meetings. I don't know if you guys understood that at all.
We got it.
The point is, go ahead.
We can hear your heart, Nita.
Yeah, we got it. Good. That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No, it's about these nations reclaiming their sovereignty, and that's exactly what you said. That's exactly what you put in there, and that's the importance of this. Nations reclaiming their sovereignty and ripping them out of the hands of the New World Order. And that's what we've been praying for in this nation.
Amen.
What you guys don't know is that in the very beginning days of the gatherings, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want the work of these gatherings to go all the way back to England. It is his desire to set England free from the New World Order. pray for Nigel Farage and pray for England that they will be totally freed from the New World Order.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Here's the issues we must keep in prayer. Pray for Trump and those elected into office. Many who support Trump have received death threats, and they need our continued prayer support. Pray that God will give Trump wisdom in every step, every decision he makes from this point on. We are still in the process of a soft coup or upheaval against Hillary. Pray it is complete. Pray for the removal of the Federal Reserve. I want to say something to you, and please write this down. We will never be totally free until the Federal Reserve is moved out of this country. Once the Federal Reserve is removed from this country, we no longer need the IRS because we pay our bills to the Federal Reserve from or through the IRS.
Thank you, Lord. Let's get rid of them both. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
These are very, very important. Demanding our freedom and taking our freedom are two different things than we think that they are. We must take their handfuls of junk money and flee America. The thing that upset England in the very beginning, they said, what are you guys doing for money over there? We know that you're spending more money than we're sending you. What are you doing for money? He said, we are making our own money. Our Congress gives us permission to do that. Our Congress is making our money. And he got such a scowling look on his face. He said, what do you mean your Congress is making your money? He said, exactly what I said. He said, this nation will never be in debt as long as we are making our own money. So here we are. We are once again being given an opportunity to free ourselves from indebtedness, get the Congress to make our money, and to live free as God has taught us to live. He's given America to be free.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There's a president that understands that, and we want to fight for him. But until that time comes, we want to stand in the gap for him day and night, for his family, for those that are working for him and with him and for their families. God is giving us an opportunity of a lifetime. It is a divine encounter. And we must pray for those that he's going to raise up to take on this encounter so that it can complete its job. Amen?
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Pray for the Federal Reserve. Pray that the IRS will be disbanded. There's no need for the IRS if the Federal Reserve is dissolved. Funds that come into the IRS are used to pay the interest we owe the Federal Reserve. Am I right about this, Fred?
I think basically, and of course, you know, we're paying the private bankers that own the Federal Reserve, as you always say. So, yeah, we're with you on that.
Minorities, they were used and abused by the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and even the White House. The election caused division between the races. We need to pray for healing and restoration. Soros bought and paid for protesters in all three nationwide rallies, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, and the anti-Trump protest. Why? The answer is twofold. He owns the media, so the returns on his investment is quite hefty. Here's a member of the elite dividing the races, furthers their agenda. Let's not allow them that victory. Okay, Ricky, go ahead, honey. I want you to talk about what God has put in your heart.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you for sharing that. I think
my pleasure.
It's so important that we see and understand what God is doing and what God has done, because it increases our faith. When we have been in the throes of trials, tribulations, for day after day, week after week, month after month, it weighs on our hearts. It weighs on our spirits. And the Lord has told me that the intercessors have a weight upon them, but He's about to release it off of you. He's about to pull back that weight because you have persevered to see His will done in this nation. And when He releases His move of God across this country, it's coming in 2017. It's coming in 2018. And when He releases that move across this nation, you will be the first to get the deposit because you've been faithful to the call. The intercessors are God's voice to the nation, and you have been faithful. Faithful to seek His face, faithful to go to your knees in prayer. When we send out a message, pray, 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 you come and you pray. We say, come to the gathering and pray. You pray, pray, pray. You weep and you pour out everything that you have because you want to see this nation free. And when this nation starts to step into the mantle, walking underneath the mantle of Cyrus, you will be blessed. He is going to bless you. He is going to bless you. You will receive the first deposits of what's coming. The move of God is going to begin in your soul, and it is going to pour out of you. I see Trump, and I see him go to walk heel toe across the lawn, heel toe across the lawn, and that mantle of Cyrus follows him, and it drapes the nation. And as that mantle flows across this nation, doing the work that God has ordained, it's going to pull like a veil off of our nation, and you will receive your deposit. The intercessors are going to receive their deposit. Ask God to prepare your heart. There's a place we need to go. There's preparation that we need. James chapter 1 talks about the work of trials and tribulations. Romans chapter 5 talks about the work of trials and tribulations. Patience that is only developed in the midst of a trial. So the struggles that you've encountered over the last 2 or 3 years, it is birthing something in you. Weeks ago, months ago, I said, go and walk the campuses because God is about to unleash something in our youth. Claim those campuses for Christ. Claim those children for Christ because they're looking for a place to call home. That is the anointing that will flow with the intercessor if you will go. If you will answer the call. This isn't about just hearing what God is going to do in our nation. It's about hearing what you can do to release God's power and authority, his love, his passion, and the revival across this nation. He will use the intercessors to release his move across this nation because you've been faithful. Some of you, I look at these numbers, and you've been here for 16 years with us. Some of you, 17 years you've been walking with us. 17 years waiting for your deposit, and you get tastes of it. You get pieces of it, but there is an anointing about to flow through you that will ripple across your neighborhood and your city. Ready yourself. Ready yourself, for the move of God is coming. As I meet with the staff every week and we do Bible study, we study the Word of God together because we're readying ourselves for what's coming. It is a move of God one person cannot contain. Ready yourself, because this move of God is going to allow you to step into Him, where He is all that you need. He is all that you need. Ready yourself. Because this move starts with the intercessor. You are the voice of God to the nation. So while Trump takes his position, his place, the intercessors have got to be ready to run, because a move of God is going to be released in our nation. Pray and fast. Get into your word and ready yourself to be among those that receive those first deposits. It's going to flow fast and it's going to flow hard. And he's doing this in the intercessor so that what comes down the road, we've readied ourselves. I come here with you Tuesdays. I love you. I care about you. I listen to you pray. I listen to you on Wednesdays. You pray for Mom and pray for her healing. I care about you. I want to walk arm in arm with you in this. So when I say ready yourself, I say it the same way I'd say it to my sister, my brothers. Ready yourself. Thank you. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you.
That was great, Ricky. That was really great, honey.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome.
Amen.
You can't look at our future and think in your heart it's always going to be like this. Because it's not. This is the beginning of something the likes of which we have never seen before. Those words came to me directly from an angel, looking face to face. He was not invisible. It was not like that. It was a 3D visitation. It's going to be greater than anything that has ever gone before it. He said, it's so great, I cannot put words to it, meaning human words. Prepare yourself for it. And that's what we have to do. If we have character flaws, we've got to get those character flaws taken care of and get them taken care of now. If we have fears, anxieties, you know, whatever it is that is our weakness, and we all have them, right? It's never just the guy next door. We all have the weaknesses. get rid of them. Repent, stand, walk, march. Follow Jesus. He is the way, the only way. And like Ricky, it is going to be spectacular. When the outpouring pours, you don't want to be doing something else. You want to be prepared for Christ so that you can walk with him, run with him, think with him. Amen.
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 Okay. I love you guys. I'm so glad that you were willing to come and be on the phone with me. I love each and every one of you.
We love you.
Love you, Nita.
Love you too, Nita.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you sometimes. You know, I shouldn't ever need them, but sometimes I need those words so badly. But the time is coming and it's close at hand that the strength is going to be there like it needs to be.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
I'm going to look back at the past and I'm going to thank God for every step I've taken. He promises that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's going
Amen.
To turn the ashes to beauty.
That's right.
He's good and he's faithful, and you guys are faithful. Thank you. Thank you for your good hearts, and thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you for
Father,
your faithfulness.
Father, I thank you.
It's going to be worth it all.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this team of ours. I thank you for your goodness to them. I thank you for helping them see your goodness. I thank you, Father, for helping them see the wonder of who you are right now in the midst. The midst of the years make known. That's what your word says, Lord. How can we add to it? Because everything that we would say would seem to diminish it. The years of the years make known. Make known your goodness, your greatness, your wonder. We shall give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to turn you over to John. Thank you for joining us. I wish I could see your faces. We love you so much. And we'll see you. We hope to see all of you at the gathering. We'll finish discussing this issue. Then there have been so many things that have happened since we started compiling this list. It seems like we could spend the whole gathering talking about this one thing. And we would never tire. God has done so much, is doing so much, will do so much. It's mind-boggling. Do you agree? It's mind-boggling.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you so much, Nita, for coming on the call.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming with me.
We love you.
Love you.
I love you guys.
We're standing with
Bye-bye.
You. Love you, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, John. I wanted to follow up what I shared earlier today, because there are those that come on and they don't come to the gatherings. They want to know what God is saying for the nation so they can be ready. And I want to encourage you, if you want to stay very, very connected, you want to know what's happening, join Joel's Army. Because we send out prayer points that Mom and I and our team, we pray over these points. What we need to do, what we need to pray America through over the course of the next week. And those are released into your email box every single Saturday, so that you know what we're going to be praying about the next week. In Joel's Army, you will be trained to be an intercessor. I didn't know I was an intercessor. I would go to the gathering and cry for 5 days. That's all I did. I had no idea. I was like, why am I crying? I just cried and cried and cried. And one day it hit me. I'm an intercessor. It My mom, she was like trying to explain to me, honey, that's the hardest. But why am I crying? I'm like, I just want a warfare, you know. Let me do the warfare at the end. She said, and so she just stepped back and let me learn what God was trying to show me. He was calling forth the intercessor from within. And if you feel the groaning in your spirit when someone is sharing something with you that is grievous, something devastating, or someone is sharing a word from the Lord and your spirit leaps, chances are you're an intercessor. If you want to be trained, if you want us to help you, work with you, we have materials that we give you, we have trainings that we do, we will connect you with people in your area so that you can pray on a regular basis and help us get this nation across the finish line. That is what Joel's Army is about. And so if you'd like to do that, go to our website, go to the Joel's Army tab, and get the application. It's a short application. It's a short interview. That way we are sure that we can connect you with the right people. And get involved so that you can be a part of those that are going to get the first deposits in 2017 and 18. Be a part of it, because an intercessor call, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I do not like to cry. And so I thought it was very interesting that God called me to be an intercessor. He has quite a sense of humor, but I'm telling you, there's nothing more fulfilling. God speaks to you when you cry out to him on behalf of others. He will speak to you. So join Joel's Army. If you want to know more about it, you can email joelsarmy@worldforjesus.org. You can go to our website. We've got emails on there for Karen, for myself, for Dawn, Lynn, Ken, and Debbie. Joel's Army's on there. Get involved. Let that be the thing you do to affect real change in your life in 2017. We love you and we bless you, and we wish the most amazing Thanksgiving for you and your families. Thank you for being a part of World for Jesus.